Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, Black Poet on the check-in. Comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Comment. What's good?
Hey. What?
Yeah, we all on the check-in, kid. We all deep. What's good, we man? All here. Mad Men. Where the Mad Men at?
You.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was goodie out there, man.
We in the building. Episode 23. Number 23. MJ status.
Yeah, that's what's up. So I'm over here twisting up some. Had a long day today. Fucking around with my man, Benny Hanna. My man, Destro.
Yeah, I see.
I better
do some work.
Trying to keep this hip-hop shit going, man. Shout out to everybody doing their shit, man, and going independently. Ain't waiting around for nobody, you know. Can't wait around for nobody, yo. If you want to do this shit, you got to wear all the hats, you know. It's like I was telling my nigga Benny Hanna. He's like, yo, man, wear too many hats. I'm like, nah, it's like my man Kami wear a lot of hats. He's like, yeah, I see you do this. I'm like, yeah, he wear a lot of hats. He get it done, though. He's not waiting for nobody to do shit for him, you know. Doing it independently, you can't wait. It's not going to be done. If you don't do it, it's not going to be done. And that's the attitude we got. That's why we do what we do. Because if we don't do it,
yeah, you got
who the fuck going to do
got
it?
Yeah, you have to.
You know, a lot of these artists are kept. You know what I'm saying? They kept artists. You know, they got labels and labels take care of them, labels set up this, set up all kinds of shit for you to do. And you're independent, you're doing all that.
Yeah.
You have to.
A lot of independent got their own publicists too, though, but when you don't have a publicist and you don't have a team that's already knowing what to do, you end up doing it all on your own, you know? You contacting the radio stations. You contacting the artists that you want to work with. You contacting the producers you want to work with, the videographers you want to work with. And at the end of the day, it comes out of pocket, you know, because, you know, you want your vision fulfilled, but the only way to do it is on your own.
I make that shit happen.
Yeah, you definitely got to make it happen.
Fuck waiting around for a motherfucker. You don't need
no, you can't wait.
Word up, man.
Yeah, you can't wait. And sometimes you ain't got a budget to work with other people, you know? Other people might film the video, but you can't afford to film the video, so you got to go and, you know, film your own video the best way possible and, you know, just get it done, man. Get it done.
Yeah, man. That's why, you know, shout out to a lot of motherfuckers that's working and still doing this hip-hop shit and investing in themselves. Because a lot of motherfuckers just be like, yo, it's over. I ain't going to do this. Why you ain't going to do it? Because you ain't got no label behind you. Put your money behind you. If you believe in yourself, put your money behind you. Put that money on you, homie. How the fuck you want the next man to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself?
But you know, right now, you know, right now, you know, labels are looking at people that already did the footwork, already built their own little following and all that, and
yeah,
I got crazy feedback, but
they looking to come in and steal your hard work, build off your hard work, and that's how they do it.
But the strength is culture when artists put their destiny in their own hands. You ain't gotta wait on some chump A&R to tell you what song to put out or who to work with. When you take your own destiny, it strengthens the brand as well.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta put your name out there if you want it. You want it done. You know, they might be called dreams, but you know, you gotta work. You gotta work it for it to be real. You know, like anything you could envision, you could do. Just as long as you go do it, you know, there's nothing that cannot be done. You know,
bottom line is fuck waiting around for motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or get it done.
Definitely. Got some new music too this weekend. Hope the people out there, they listening.
There's a lot of dope music out there, man, and we gonna make sure motherfuckers get it. How we get it to them. Raw.
Raw, uncut.
Give it to Raw. What's going on with that uncut trial, man, with homie, man? They gonna let that cop go or what?
I doubt it. He's gonna get something. He's gonna get something,
man.
But it might not be what the people gonna want.
I ain't been watching the news and nothing. I've been blacked out.
Yeah. Praise to you know, DMX for recovery. You know, speedy recovery.
What's wrong with DMX, man? I heard something about that.
Yeah,
he OD'd
earlier.
Right now.
What?
You know.
Yeah,
he's good now.
He's
on life support. And the shit ain't looking good.
Come on, man.
Listen, man. Just hold on a second. They took him off life support. He's all right. And just got to pray for him, you know?
Yeah, we're going to take it an hour at a time, man. We're going to wait until some legitimate news get out there.
Okay.
And what we know so
his
far.
Lawyer,
what we know so far. What definitely happened? Because I'm telling you.
The lawyer just said not too long ago, maybe an hour ago, that he's off life support, that he's good. Then a picture started floating around of him doing better. So you know, he's up. You know, he ain't critical, but he's, you know, he's still down. You know. Yeah. If you're on Facebook and y'all want the news, y'all could go on my page And I got a post up there that I shared, and y'all can get the info right from that.
X is so ill, man. Come on, man. I hate to see a fucking tough, ill nigga fall victim to this shit.
Yeah, what happened was he did some stuff, whatever he did. He OD'd, and then he had a heart attack.
Damn, X ain't no little nigga no more. He ain't no young nigga no more, man. X been doing this shit for years, man. He been wilding, man. X been wilding for years, man. Now he an old guy, man. He can't keep doing that, man, X.
Yeah, if you remember that one time they found them passed out next to a car, you know?
Yo, remember how X used to always get arrested and fucking all kinds of cars and all kinds of fucking not paperwork not right?
Driving with no license. Yeah, driving no license. Wheeling down the vegan.
X and Flavor Flav been arrested the most times, most niggas in hip hop, yo. It gotta be, yo. It's gotta be. Between them two guys.
Combined about 300 arrests. They some bad boys.
Yeah, all like plain shit be a bunch of fucking misdemeanor shit. But them shits add up, yo. Especially if you violating any probation, parole, and shit like that. You be wrapping yourself up. But I don't think they're going to let him fuck around. Any drug shit, they're going to wrap him up. Any driving, drunk driving shit, vehicle shit, they're going to wrap him up. They just looking for a reason to wrap him up, fuck up anyway. So don't give him a reason, y'all.
Yeah, just do what you do. In and out. Stick and move, man.
Stick and move, baby.
Go down. They looking for it.
Prayers go out to DMX and his family, man. We hoping for the best. The Screwball Army sending our prayers and condolences to him. We know he's going to pull it out. He's the grand champ.
Dark
no
man
condolences. He good. He ain't need no condolences yet. He good. He just got pulled through this shit. And stay clean, X. I know it's hard, baby, but you tough. Word. Sit people with some music. Get the Saturdays popping, you heard?
This joint here is coming from Benny the Butcher and Ransom called Spineless. We know this is Griselda Trust.
That's that Griselda Trust connection right there.
I know a lot of spineless bastards out there. Need some spineless bastards to call up. Talk some shit to me. Let me know you're listening. Where? Let's get it.
Go.
This shit only for us.
Niggas don't know what none of this shit about.
You know who you is, nigga.
What I had to do for this
Yo,
shit, nigga.
They surprised I visit my block still. Gangsta shit, you know how I feel. I had you ducking hot shells. Said he rich, how can I tell? Try to put my homies on game. It felt like I failed. I'm trying to put us on the top shelf, nigga, and not jail. I'm the one they locked in that cell. Still, I did not tell. Came through feeling like L, the floor that rock bell. They don't gotta give us our credit, we proud of ourselves. My daughters won't grow up like me, we thought that I sell. This the type of shit that I'm really on, forgive me for. Falling out with friends I got too busy for. Make me take the rollie off, put the rich and milli on. This that respect you get when you put your city on, nigga. And I'm counting all the cash I could take. Y'all at the bank, I got a $500,000 cash stashed out of state. This for my one dog that got a case. My Christmas shop for your kids, get you a Benz when you max out your date.
The thing about snakes is that they reproduce spontaneously.
What do you mean?
They have both male and female sex organs. That's why somebody you don't trust, you call a snake. How can you trust a guy who can literally go fuck themselves?
Don't you think that expression will come from the Adam and Eve story? When the snake tempted Eve to bite the apple?
Hey.
snakes were fucking themselves long before Adam and Eve showed up too.
I'm trying to hang it up, but the streets calling. My man, he told the plug we need drugs, but he seesawing. I'm free falling. Keep it real brief when I draw. I call that free balling. You ain't got time to keep score if you gon' keep scoring. Older niggas thought I was Peter Barnes. I used to keep a half a brick inside of a VCR. Downstate, I made the biggest niggas just leave the yard. They wouldn't give me space so I can shine and be a star. Delete your bars. Can't pay the plug if you broke, dog. You'll never be a menace in these streets if you owe, dog. Hear me out. You can't pay attention at no cost. Just clear the house. That name that you mentioned is folklore. The coke roar. Got it out the mud. Your cabinet is bare because you shouting out the Cubs. You jabbing at the air like Trey pouting by the hub. Watch who you love, because it'll never be a stranger to spill your blood, nigga.
Ball Radio coming straight out the Matrix with that raw shit. Benny the Butcher always coming with that raw shit, you heard?
Definitely heat. That's definitely heat.
I like them niggas' style too, man. Them niggas got, they grind is crazy. You know what I'm saying? The merch game is crazy. I like they grind. And, shout outs to them niggas for doing what they do.
Yeah, they definitely
energy up. They're keeping that energy going.
Yeah, man. It's inspiration, inspiration. Whenever you can inspire motherfuckers to do them, you're doing something right, you heard?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Hip-hop's supposed to be all about. It's supposed to be hip-hop is all about. Sometimes the young guys, if they doing it a real fly way, it could inspire the legends to get back in it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, even if you ain't, you never talk to the motherfucker, but you inspiring motherfuckers to do what you doing. Because niggas say, oh, you a street nigga like me. I can do that. So niggas got inspiration, like, you know. Like when 50 got on Mad Street, niggas that can rhyme, thought they can rhyme and make a fucking album. But they was inspired. And that's the whole thing, that motherfuckers was inspired to do something. Let's go with some more music, man. Keep hitting it with some more music. You heard? I want to hit some more fire, man. Work.
Most definitely. You know we got to hit. You gotta hit the audience with something from my own camp, from the homie himself, Common, man. But this freestyle here,
no doubt, no doubt.
That man walking is fire.
You know we gotta play that, the capo. Let's go, let's go, let's go, man.
Since I stepped on the scene, the only man is to acquire more cream, strategize a team, and put in work and divide the cream. But some was hating out the gate. Fuck, I look like breaking bread with a parasite nigga who ain't put in work. The stories of New York, they're exalted. I'm at the hood, nigga, my brother's keeper. Trying to extort a villain cause I gave my brother the heater. Keep slugs in the Beretta. Kingsbridge taught me better, supplying the hood with grams that I measured on the digital. All play fresh like Colgate. My nigga hold the gate down, he dealing with the pressure. Used to dead man walking, sunk in the bucket, tinted with the trammy in it. Eyes red from the smoke in the henny. Run up on me, I'ma let you have the criminology rap. Floating in the fly shit, dipped in low marvelous. Street vandalist, Claude put me onto the rail. Straight out the Eden Wall project. Fuck with nine broke niggas, you gon' be the next. So I keep the powder bubbling from the 1st to 15th and everything in between. Buggy eye, wide body with the high beams. Keep the Phoenix arm right beside me.
You stupid fuck. Look at you now.
Little Ricky with the stainless right there, man. Common's mad different, man. Niggas can't fuck with Common. His style is different.
heard?
Good looking.
Yeah, let cats know, man. Like, with Jack of all trades.
Everybody bring something different to the table. Everybody bring something different to the table. You know, everybody, Screwball got their own style. Everybody's different, man, you know? Then we got other niggas that don't even rhyme, man. Shout out my nigga Hood Rhyme, you know what I'm saying? Hood, he just, you know, behind the scenes. He like to be behind the scenes. My nigga 2-4, my nigga Hood. You know, those niggas, those are my left and my right hand. My nigga motherfucking Nuts. Woo, combined, boy, he wrote y'all, it's crazy. It's crazy. Shout out to my nigga Nuts, my nigga Phil, 2-4, my nigga Hood. He got a lot of names. We ain't gonna name them all. But yo, that's my team, my personal circle, you heard?
Gotta have a team of
spitters,
man.
Besides Bobby.
Hood.
Besides
Bobby. Hood is a real one. You know, Hood is a real one. Phil a real one, you know. I like
and my nigga Esco. My nigga Esco. Can't forget my nigga Esco. He's definitely on the team ready to buy a lot of drop of a dime, baby. We got a lot of niggas, man, trying to do a lot of things, man. William Boss, Dick, you know, he got some beats for us. Willie Boss, we going to see what up with Sun Coast, you know. We got a lot of shit we got to bring to the table, man, for 21, man, 2000. Fucking 20, man. 21, man. You know how many niggas I know they ain't make it to 2021? It's about to be summer 21, my nigga. 2021. I remember when niggas was open, it was 1989.
Yeah.
It was a big thing when 1990 came and 99 came and all that shit. Nigga, it's 21 years after that. Mad niggas ain't here no more.
Definitely,
Got niggas in jail. Been in there since niggas was using tokens.
That's real.
Damn.
That's real.
Gotta
look make
at
tokens
the way.
No more.
Gotta wait to look at the
nice
way.
Nice
and woman. Gotta can't take it for granted, man. Based on how you see all this crazy stuff happening with the world, that's why you gotta can't take it for granted anymore.
Yeah, time is nothing, man. Like, I was just thinking, like, damn, the last 20 years really been a blur. If you think about it, it's just been a blur. For me, I don't know about a lot of other people, but when I would sit back and think about it, like, damn, 20 went like, boom.
Yeah, 20 was, when we was in it, it felt like it was forever, but, you know, here we are.
Nah, not the year 20, 20 years.
Mm.
20 years has been a blur.
Especially when you're living.
Yeah.
That's because you're out there when you're living, you're in the moment. Especially when you're having fun and you're doing things invested in new experiences, it goes by quick.
Hell yeah, it's done. Like right now, my son, the motherfucker's 17, came out here, he was like, fuck it. Fucking 12.
Five joints. Fast.
Quick, fast, man. Damn, they look at me in the eye. It's crazy. Time is nothing, yo. You got to cherish every second of that shit.
Especially with the way our life is so fragile these days. And I think we got into that box. I think 2020 was a wake-up call for a lot of people, but being that us three, we've been in those experiences, we knew not to take it for granted anyway.
Oh yeah, man. You know we from the hood, man. We've been juggling with our lives for a long time. So niggas is used to the juggle, the life game. You know what I'm saying? Taking your life in your hands and shit. So that wasn't new to us. But this fucking virus shit, that's what's new to niggas. Like your health and you being aware your fucking what air you're breathing in and shit like that. That shit was new. But the whole fear of, yo, being scared of, yo, you might die. Niggas has been doing shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've been playing Russian roulette, man.
Yeah, man, every time you had a pack in your hand, every time you had the gun in your hand, every time you walked down the block and set up shop, every time you did all that, your life is in your hand, nigga. Every time you went to go cop them bricks, yeah, life is in your hands, nigga.
That's
did that
for
shit
sure.
Niggas did
hey,
that
hold
shit
on, y'all.
Daily,
I think we got a caller, y'all.
Repeatedly and daily for years. Over a decade. Who on the line, man?
Yeah, representing the 253.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, who that?
It's Rosette, Peace and Black Power, y'all. What's up, Screwball?
Yo, what's goody, man?
What's going
Talk
on?
To us, man. Where you from, man? Where you
at? You know, I'm from Seattle, man. Buddy boy in the building, man. Rosette, you know what I'm saying? Revolutionary G-Funker, man, you know, here to give y'all a shout-out, you know, Screwball, you know, promote my shit, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's good. That's what's up. What you working on? What you working on?
I'm finna go out here to Las Vegas and shit, you know what I'm saying, and then shoot out here to L.A. and get with my fucking Weasel Loke, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to put this new single out, you know, it's on the album already, you know what I'm saying, hugging the block, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's all I'm doing, man. You know, just chilling, just trying to stay safe out here, you know?
That sounds like some shit right there. That sounds like some shit. What style you come up with? If you were to compare yourself to any artist out there, who would you compare your sound with, your style to?
Oh, man, my shit is, let me mix it like this. Dead Prez mixed with Public Enemy and cocaine.
Okay, I'm smelling you. I'm smelling you.
You know what I'm talking about? We created the revolutionary G-Funk. You know, I fuck with cocaine heavy. That's my big bro. So, you know, they fuck with the G-Funk. You know, him and Code 187, they let me create the revolutionary G-Funk. You heard me?
Oh, that's crazy, yo. That's crazy. Where can people find you at, man, when they want to hear your music, man?
You can go. I'm on all the major platforms. You can go to YouTube. Just type in my name. You feel me? R-A-S-E-T, Rosette. And Politics as Usual. That's what my album's called, man. Just Politics as Usual. You heard me?
Rosette. Y'all hear him right there. Rosette on the check-in. Yo, where the bong can look.
That's right.
Up. Rosette, man. Word with that.
Already, y'all. Black power, word y'all.
Who hang?
Peace.
Much love, bro.
Much love, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man. We got real niggas on the check-in from all over the world. Y'all definitely, we going to look them up. We going to look up Rosette, R-A-S-E-T. We going to look up something, because he sound like he's something we want to play over here. So, Ra, get at us, send us some shit, and we going to get it on the air over here, because we play that raw shit.
For sure. So we gonna go to some music right here, man. We gonna play this joint here from David Bars and X Mono.
BX. Yeah, that's something from the BX. Was working with
the BX, the Bronx.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Let's go, man. Anybody wanna chop in? The call number is 516-531-9596. Screwball Army in the building. Let's go.
God hours. I be on some shit now. Everything is lit now. No rubber bands. I need 100 bands just for a sit down. Head to toe in his tip now. Smoking dope in his piff now. Show them just how we get down. Make them listen to this sound. The blessing from the skies. My blessing came in disguise. A blessing from the skies. My blessing came in disguise. Y'all gonna tell me one thing. I see the rest in your eyes. It's a lesson or a blessing. The rest is less a surprise. I be on some shit now. Everything is lit now. No rubber bands, I need 100 bands just for a sit down. Head to toe in his tip now. Smoking dope in his piff now. This how we get down, make them listen to this sound. That thing start ringing, have you singing like you Chris Brown. Crowley in the mansion with a Vance and Paul Cristal. Soon as I drop it, they gon' cop it, watch them take this style. Waiting on the day, 100K up on my wrist now. Check it off on my list now, I'm just here to get rich now. Everything legit, cause everything is a hit now. About to roll up a trip now, making moves in this big town. Taking over this shit now, we the ones to get with now. I be on some shit now, everything is lit now. No rubber bands, I need 100 bands just for a sit down. Head to toe in his tip now, smoking dope in his piff now. Show them just how we get down, make them listen to this sound. A blessing from the skies, my blessing came in disguise. A blessing from the skies, my blessing came in disguise. Y'all all gonna tell me one thing, I see the rest in your eyes. It's a lesson or a blessing, the rest is less a surprise. I be on some shit now, flossing like I miss now. Got my hand on the grip now, stand up niggas don't sit down. All I need in this life is sin, just me and my bitch now. Only stacking my chips now, turn my kids to a rich child. They ain't see it coming, shout out to the ones who missed out. Come and see what this bout, I make these niggas switch routes. I got these niggas tip now, ain't notice that I'm it now. With the foreign through Midtown, I'm as blessed as it get now. I be on my calm shit, but still I take your bitch now. I'm on my seven guard shit, so watch me as I flip styles. The money coming in more, so I'ma let my shit pal. They talking about what I do, but they ain't doing shit now. I be on some shit now, everything is lit now. The rubber bands, I need 100 bands for a sit down. Head to toe in the tip now, smoking dope in the...
style he was using throughout the whole shit. That will get down and then to sit down. Written that. I feel. I like shit like that. Creative shit. Dope shit. That was dope. Dope.
Yeah, shout out David Bars. Shout out to BX. Shout out DITC.
Yeah, I gotta go up there too, man. I saw him in the town. I gotta go up to DITC, man. See what other show business and them niggas were.
Hey, y'all, you know, to switch gears for a minute, they had to talk about movies. They just released the trailer for the new Space Jam with LeBron James, and it looks pretty good, actually.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Hey, yeah, I heard Damian Lillard's supposed to be in there.
Oh, it's going to be a bunch of them. First one had all the NBA players in it. This one's going. I definitely have a bunch of NBA players. That's dope, though. I didn't know they was doing that at all.
Yeah, it looks pretty dope, man. And another movie that looks dope as well is they got another sequel for Saw. And Chris Rock and Samuel Jackson are starring in it.
What?
A movie?
Yes, sir. It's like another. Yeah, they're doing another Saw movie with Chris Rock and Samuel Jackson in it.
Oh, Saw?
Yeah, it's called
like
Spiral.
Saw, like the.
Like Jigsaw.
Oh yeah, all right.
And the difference is the Jigsaw guy is like a. Is gonna be like a cop, like a pig.
That just sounds kind of,
That sounds reachy.
And it got Chris Rock playing
like
a real serious role, so it's going to look kind of crazy to be.
Like they about to drop a deuce on all niggas. Yeah, we might have technical difficulties on this end. Because,
I'm good.
No, my end...
I'm good,
some.
I hear you.
No, I'm saying we may because it's low, the battery's low, and if it happens, I'll get another jack and get back in. But I'm rocking to it because I don't know why it's happening. This shit, it shouldn't be happening, but it should last us until we rock out. But in any event, let's keep this Saturday popping, man. Niggas don't want to hear us keep talking.
Yeah, getting that real.
Let's go.
Most deaf, man. We gotta dig in the crates because, man, we've been getting hooked up with a lot of good music. And this track here...
Bomit, stay digging, man. Bomit, stay digging.
He's the crate digger of this, man. He got me beat.
Y'all know.
Get it.
This joint here is from Royal Flush and Big Phenom called Moving On Your Weak Production.
Ooh, let's hear that. I heard about this. I want to hear it. Let's bang that. Shout out.
Let's get the definition of a foul man. Flush the royal hands, bust the niggas down. Fuck the spoil plan. Hitting up the snag team bands, army suit guns and grams. Man, fuck it. If you live this life, you got to love it. Who's the one you trusted? Organize when niggas say it's dusted. On the low key, if a nigga, oh, we got to see me. Weekly, fuck a freebie. Land Rover, Jeep, some TVs. The land, see what I see. Extortion, bust the larceny. Murder niggas constantly. No doubt, end up discussion. Start at the bustin'. If you want beef, bring it to flushing.
On its axis. 2-4 to cream without the taxes. Then Hancock relaxes. I'm bagging grams up in plastics. My moves must be made everlasting. My past changed to present prophecy. No mark of the beast push me to be a revolutionary in the street. I clone heat, holding down 50 G tones a week. Enough for the smash plans. A wise man don't speak. Cause jealousy, envy, for figure trigger niggas bust. Evil bitches hold a key to a man's lust. I rush, trying to touch what I don't got. If I'm incarcerated, royal flush will blow your block, motherfucker.
Reaction, back down guns, niggas is blasting, streets are cashing, late night black assassin, flush and make it happen, first sticking, I started rapping, who's the one to blame, when you elevating the game, stress before pleasure, niggas get bagged, so whatever, slugs and leathers, we'll have your life under pressure, royal handmade, blowing this world just like grenades, sex to text to Uzi, niggas can't do me, just a young child, living it corrupt, cause I'm foul, that's my style, nigga did a bullet on the owl, meanwhile, my little brother's on the street, holding fussing out whatever creeps all night, cause shit's deep. New York don't sleep, diamond Rolex, cars and drinks. Niggas with minks, 5G stones and Cuban links. Eyes chink, fucking with these niggas made a nigga think. Now I gotta get better, let a nigga shine forever.
Yeah. Moving action. It's that fire shit. Shout out Roy Flush. It's that new shit hitting the streets. That's what I'm talking about, man. Niggas is working, niggas is moving, niggas is active. So more people want hip hop is in the building.
Yeah, that joint is definitely tight. Definitely had that whole 90s vibe. Good. That's a good joint right there. I like that joint.
Yeah, shit is crack.
Yeah, I like that flip. I like that flip that he did old from the Eye for an Eye. I mean, Nas just got that ill voice you could just sample. It just sound layered on anything.
Yeah, definitely. He's got to be one of the most sampled people for hooks. Him and Prodigy, definitely.
I remember back in the days, Rakim was sampled a lot.
Yeah.
Chuck D.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Slick
yeah,
Rick.
You know, like, a lot of artists. You know, not too many artists, but there's a few that were sampled a lot. And yeah, Slick Rick, Rakim, Prodigy,
Rob
you know.
Bass.
Especially
Rob Bass. How that shit, Rob Bass? How many motherfuckers were sampled Rob Bass back then? I want to rock right now. Niggas sample the shit out of Rob Bass.
He eating good just off that one single alone.
Would you call him a one hit guy? I wouldn't call him a one hit dude, Rob Bass. I think he had a nice little run. Didn't he have a nice little album? That's just the most popular song, but I like Rob Bass.
Yeah, he's eating pretty good off that joint, man. I bet he copped a couple cribs and cars off that joint. That go to show you that one song will have you eating for life.
All you need is that one song, people. Make that one banger, and you'll be good. You never know what's going to bang. If anybody knew it was going to bang, they would make it. They would have made it years before they made it. You never know what's going to bang.
Yeah, everybody would have a hit if they knew.
You know what's wild is a lot of times when you hear a lot of these stories, they'll be the first to tell you, man, that's just a throwaway record or, yeah, that record just sitting there. Boy, that record was...
The funny shit is a lot of niggas would stop. A lot of niggas would stop if they knew, like, damn, this shit ain't gonna hit. If niggas knew, like, damn, yo, this shit ain't the hit. I never went to the studio with the intention, like, I'm gonna make a hit. I don't think nobody goes to the studio to make a hit. But I think motherfuckers, like, back in the days, like Smokey Robinson, Motown, them motherfuckers knew when they had a hit. The motherfuckers knew when they had a hit, yo.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, this shit's gonna hit. Like, niggas have writers and, you know, making real music and sending back singers. Yo, you sing this song. I write this for you. I write this for you. You know what I'm saying? And build it off each other's ideas, bouncing ideas around. This is crazy, yo. They knew when they had a hit because they... Come on, as soon as you hear fucking certain songs, you're like, yo, that's gonna hit. And with the right singer, like Smokey Robinson can write something for himself, but then give it to the Temptations. Temptations sing it better than the way he would have sing.
Yeah, he just knew what... He just knew who would sound good doing it, you know? It's almost like
that's
a producer. When
that was Smokey Robinson's job. He was the writer for Motown, as well as his own shit.
I'm saying that's like the producers today when, you know, they make a beat and they feel like this artist sounds best on the beat. You know, even though it should be up to the artist to pick what beat they're going to spit on, but a lot of producers would be like, yo, look, I made this beat. I think this beat fits you.
Yeah, I like when the producer picks the beat. I hate when they send me 1,000 beats and tell me to pick one.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, I'm doing your job now. You the producer. You know my style. What you want me on, yo? Out of all your shit you made, yo. What do you hear me at? You pick the beat. Y'all let me know where you at with it. That lets me know where you at with it. Will you hit me with that beat?
5 hours worth of beats. They send 5 hours worth of beats. Be like, you can pick five.
Man, you got loud on us, E. What happened there?
that just bugged me out right there. Just, you know, hearing that story right there, because that reminded me of somebody that I knew. That they sent this. Yeah, this dude had about, like, what? 400 beats. And he just wanted to send it as artist. The dude was like, damn, you want me to pick all this? You sent your whole catalog. The fuck?
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers be sending every beat they made. Oh, you're like, nah, chill, dog, chill. Then be like, yo, you got anyone you want. You got all of them. Nah, I don't want all of them fucking beats.
Yeah, just give me your best one, man.
Comic get mad as a motherfucker because he is motherfucking glutton about his space on his computer. Like, yo, man, motherfucker, can you send me shit? I got always taking up all my space on my computer.
Eating that hard drive.
Yeah,
man.
That nigga hate that shit. In fact,
ain't
you got to go
than
check,
that, man.
We got a whole email we got to listen to, a whole fucking email dedicated just for beats. We got to fucking go in and listen, man. I've been slacking on that. We got to go in there. I got to go in there and listen.
Yeah, them beats been, it's been marinating for a while.
Yeah.
That's them guys.
What else we got, E? What else we got for the people tonight?
Oh, we got a joint here, man, from Jay Grams and Smoke Dizzle title, Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Jay Grams, new artist from Baltimore. I mean, he's been around for a little bit. He'd be in L.A. I think he just signed
Baltimore
with...
Baltimore been putting it down for hip-hop, man. Baltimore really been putting it down for hip-hop. A nigga asked me the other day, yo, you live in Baltimore, yo? I'm like, yeah, Baltimore, pop. Like, yo, you think you'll do good in Baltimore? I'm like, who knows?
Yeah, shout out Dirt Platoon. You know, they from Baltimore. You know?
Yeah,
this is the joint right here.
My nigga Big Shug, my nigga motherfucking Escape Skrilla. You know, we got Baltimore. We got team in Baltimore now.
Oh, yeah, that's Boston. That's Boston. But Baltimore is Maryland.
Oh, yeah, I meant to say Boston. Yeah, I got the B's fucked up. I have my B's fucked up. That's what happens when you smoke a lot of blood. Baltimore and Boston. I got Baltimore and Boston completely fucked up. Hey, yo, E.
Yo,
E, you look like the fucking yellow peanut M&M. You know that nigga that be fucking... Yo, man.
Wow.
That's your
I
fucking...
I didn't expect that.
...and brother. Yo, play some
I knew
music,
that was
coming.
I knew I had that coming. I had that coming for I'm taking mine.
Come on, let's play some music, man. Yo.
I knew that was coming. I was like, alright, he gonna hit me back anytime this week. He gonna let that linger too long.
Nah, you been getting at me, yo.
But that's what we do on Screwball Radio, audience. We joke around, we kid. It's nothing malicious. It's all funny. It's all fun, man. That's what we do here. We have fun.
Nigga.
We play dope music.
Nah, we ain't playing. Fuck that nigga. I'm about
Yeah, here's the joint right here. Jay Graz and Smoke Dizzle, Mr. Miyagi. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, love you, E.
This is really fucking cool.
They talk zip, I talk boxes. These ventures Chanel 5K, my optics.
Right.
I see clear through false profits. They fucking with my law, homie. Oh my god, nigga, never that. Shit gets sticky, we shoot up Cobra Kai. Tried to call a play, I had to override. I had my quiet homie with me, he strapped, but giving yo the vibes. We gon' come with peace regardless. Teach my young niggas how to fish, that's mobbish.
Right.
Kush guard, bitch, I done lit the forest.
Really?
Plug niggas in, got them with the florist. What the bumba talking, A-Rod numbers. Want it all at once, I got it here in the trunk.
Right.
Still top five in the shit, the iron lungs. In New York, you know who got it, you know who's supplying them.
Mr. Miyagi, take patience, cash the fly shit. Mr. Miyagi, take patience, cash the fly shit. Mr. Miyagi, take patience, cash the fly shit. Mr. Miyagi, take patience to catch the fly.
Y'all wanna see me far and ripping features hurt you, don't it?
Yeah.
My shit exotic, see mythical creatures smoking on it. You got a talent you think is valid, just reach and hone it. Peep the bonus cheddar start to come in. They want us all in trick positions, quick to try to sub in.
Yeah.
I left the everyday struggle cause niggas tried to butt in. I'm happy at work, designer shoes and know it match with the shirt. Got a faction that lurks and a pull up with the rat in a skirt. I'm passive, I'm working, it could have been from bad to the worst. Could never capture my anger until I snapped on a verse. Now what's up? Prestigious, grams potent, weed hit. This is science, weed lit. I'm Morty, ye Rick, nigga. Instant combustion when we hit the function. The energy can turn a full conversation into a brief discussion. You talking pricey with them cheap assumptions. This real rap and I ain't working my life, so I never need to punch in.
Mr. Miyagi, take patience to catch the fly shit.
The fly, the fly, the fly.
Mr. Miyagi, take patience, catch the fly shit.
Mr. Miyagi,
Mr. Miyagi, take patience, catch the fly shit.
Mr. Miyagi,
Mr. Miyagi, take patience, catch the
fly shit. Mr. Miyagi,
flash, 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 flash.
Nigga said, I ain't never worked in my life. No need to punch in. Niggas got balls. I like them balls, man. Niggas got balls.
Boss balls,
yeah,
right there.
Dope. Smoke Dizzy been doing it for Harlem for a minute now.
Ain't nothing wrong with some work, though. A day's work. Niggas get confused at work in there. Like, working makes you, like, a punk or something.
Hey, guys, you know what? This is a good segue. We talking about work, man. I'm looking at this right here with Paul Pierce. He may be on his way out of ESPN. They
Why?
About to push him. Because he was on Instagram Live, and he got chicks with him, twerking on him, giving him massages. He drinking, and he wilding out right now on Instagram.
I see, yeah, man. When you representing the brand, you representing the brand, homie. You can't do that, kid. You know?
That's that boss coming out of him, man.
It's just not going to work. Like, he wants to be, he wants to be cool, but you also want to be, you want to be that playboy guy, but you can't be an analyst with ESPN.
son got a whole wife and family, too.
He's doing ratchet shit. See, now, like Gronk, I don't know, Gronk can get away with it, right? And still be an analyst.
Yeah.
But why can't Paul Pierce then?
Cause
it looks he looking for trouble.
Looks more ghetto because he's black, maybe. With Gronk, it looks like, oh, he's funny, having a good time. With Paul Pierce, it looks like, oh, look at him. But I don't understand what's the difference. Because Gronk is a party animal. But Gronk don't hold no
better
than that.
Yeah, he's a wild cat.
Definitely is.
But Gronk don't hold no position. He just a sometime guy. You know, he coming in, but I don't know, man. You know, he got to chill out, man. He representing the brand, man. It's like, you know, when he rep School War, you know, he can't do no punk shit, bitch shit, repping fucking with us. So, you know, ESPN might dock him for that. Like, you know, fall back for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you fuck with us and you get punched in your eye and you don't fucking hit that nigga in the head with something, you know what I'm saying? If I hear the story, nigga, the story is like, yo, you just let a nigga punch you in your eye and you ain't do nothing? Fuck do you want me to do now? But if I hear you fought, nigga, oh, we gonna fight. Fuck you talking about?
Especially with how it is nowadays with ESPN, because ESPN's tied in with Disney, it's tied in with all these shareholders and shit.
Yeah,
but they
going to
make an example
out of them. I mean, it depends on how bad the fucking tape is, like, you know. I mean, it's his personal life. Like, it depends on what the contract says. You know, he signed the contract. It might be a clause in there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a, I don't know, a class clause, like low-cap class clause or some shit like that. Like, doing something to damage the brand name. You know what I'm saying? That may be damaging to the brand's name. I don't know. It depends on how bad it is, man. He just in the club with some bitches twerking on him. It depends what he's doing. If he's gyrating and all that shit and doing nigga shit, smacking the ass, who am? He all bent and shit. Oh, it might be over for him. But if he just sitting there,
I'm going to show it to y'all after
the If he's just sitting there and they're doing it all to him, he's smiling like, you know, his buddies is getting this done to him, then that's nothing. But if he's in there acting like he's enjoying that shit a little too much, it might be a problem. It all depends on how the level of how he's enjoying himself. Because he could be like, yo, man, my boys did this to me.
That nigga living it up, man.
But if he's in there, it's all smiling, laughing, sweating, and drunk, and fucking smacking asses, it might be a wrap.
Yeah, I'm gonna show it to y'all. I'm gonna put it in the group.
What's he doing in it? What's he doing in it?
Yeah, he got a lot of chicks up there. He got a lot of honeys up there. They want to massage them. I'm twerking. One of them just did a split.
What is he doing?
Like, enjoyed himself. Got a blunt.
Did you fucking hear the question?
Huh?
What is he doing?
Oh, he just showing the action.
Huh?
He just showing the action. He got a chick in the background twerking. He just showing his camera. He lit a blunt right here.
Oh, he lit a blunt up?
Yeah.
All right, that ain't that bad. Okay, he lit a blunt up. So he got shorty dancing on him and shit?
Yeah, got one of them massaging his shoulders. He lit right now, as they would say. All right,
what's wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with none of that.
But he might, but you know, he might get a splash.
Unless they have a drug clause.
You know,
unless they have a drug clause. Unless ESPN have a no drug clause, then he just fucking played himself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure he's not that crazy to where he ain't pay attention to what he signed. He probably already know what was going on anyway. So he been in the game long enough to understand that.
I mean, you see, he got enough of them checks. Fuck it. Next. ESPN ain't the only game in town, nigga.
Yeah, he could get some bread doing that podcast thing.
Oh, that's what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna realize, you know what? Fuck that! I can do this.
Yeah, he probably gonna take the ESPN check and bounce.
It all depends on how ESPN act. If ESPN decide to do some shit to him, they ain't gonna bounce. If they let that shit slide, like a warning or some shit, then you know you could. He ain't in there smoking no crack and no coke and hacking all niggerish. You know, you can't be doing shit like that when you representing the brand. You know, the brand calls for you to act like this. You gotta be like that. You know, like I said, E, if you let a nigga smack in your fucking face, and I hear you ain't fight back, you ran in the car and cried. When I see you, I'm gonna fucking smack you and fucking me.
Ain't gonna be no smack. I ain't gonna just get slapped.
Yeah, I hope
I
not.
I ain't Joe Budd, nigga.
Well, Joe
I'm
Budden
about to take my L. Even though, I mean, I've taken my L's before. Ain't nigga just gonna go smack me and just go buy a biggie.
I hope not, yo.
Nah.
Smack me, he might dig his fucking hole right there. I'm gonna make that nigga dig his own hole, yo. Dig your fucking hole, yo. After I beat the shit out you.
Nah, you what you do, what you do. Have him dig the hole. Give him 10 minutes to dig the hole, then whoop his ass.
Nah, he ain't gonna dig the hole until I whip his ass. What's gonna make him dig the hole? Oh, he gotta know what's good. You know what I'm saying, son? You gotta whip him out first. Then he gonna dig that fucking hole. Then you gotta whip him out again harder and chuck him in the hole.
Damn.
And kick some dirt on him. Because I ain't shoveling no dirt on a motherfucker. I just want to kick some dirt in the hole. I ain't wasting time doing that shit. Fucking dick.
Oh,
or I might just pop you in your fucking stomach and keep it moving. I don't know. It depends on how I feel at the time. Or,
two to the stomach, right?
Two to the stomach, you know, some foul hood shit. But we don't want to get there. We want to play some music. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do that. You know, my thons got me thunned out with the thun languages a long time ago when I was coming out. I used to get mad when them little niggas running around talking about yo son. I was like, yo, stop calling me fucking son, yo. Yo, I was telling those little fucking niggas they running around the hood talking about yo son. I was yo. Then I just said, fucking my nigga Bumpy started with that thun language shit because thun. He started with the thun shit because he couldn't really say nothing with an S really. He said with a T. You know what I'm saying? So when he say son, it was like thun. So, you know, Bumpy's my smart thun. So, you know what I'm saying? And everybody just started fucking saying that shit in the hood. The whole little ball beat running around. Yo, son, yo, thun, 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 thun. Made the whole hood thunned out. So, you know, I'm thunned out right now, yo. My little niggas, man, you know. Shit, I paved the way for them niggas on my shit now. They made something for me I could cling on to. Thun language. I fucks with that hard body. That's my little niggas. Shout out to Bumpy Johnson. You know what they? Original Thun language. He sparked the whole shit. You ain't got to ask me. You can ask anybody in the hood. But yo, can we play some music, man?
No doubt, man. We about to close this joint out, man. We going to close it out with a banging that's out
close
right
it
now
out.
From...
What time is it?
It's 10:03. We rocked it out like that. I tell you, things go by quick when we rocking it.
Nah, son. All right. Screwball Radio, man, live from the Matrix, man. Black Poet on the check out. Comment.
Third.
Yeah.
This joint here from DJ Muggs and Flea Lord. Eating Never Stressed.
Well, what happened to that Cuban joint? That Craig
That's
G
coming
joint.
Up next. That's coming up next.
All right, let's get it.
But next week or next after this song?
After this song.
So it's two songs
let's
you're
go.
Gonna play right now.
Yeah, we going back.
That's
we going back to back.
So we signing off. People, love y'all for checking in. Don't forget that nigga, Stat. Rossat.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Buddy Boy.
Word. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. But yo, hit him with this music, man.
No doubt.
Screwball Matrix.
Come from like a place known as Far Rockaway, Queens, because that's where I was born.
Okay. Like your fucking choppers up. And legendary mugs, we fell in selling love. I had the chorus and the vocals, now they're airing at the club. I remember being dead broke, staring at a dub. Fast forward 3 years, niggas hear that I'm the plug. I travel for my craft, black barrel in the stash, screaming more mob records, while you coward niggas laugh. See, I'm eating Kobe steak, whole nation know my face. Rolling chopper after chopper, old faithful on my waist. This a 30 shot clip, out 30, add 6. I keep the same motivation, like I'm serving out bricks. Back spitter, animated, made the tracks glitter. Invest 100,000, watch me make it back bigger. If he was still alive, he'd be pouring the glow. To me, he wasn't really rhyming, he was pouring his soul. I'ma carry on tradition and finish the race. Bowling on hips so long, I need a replace. Yeah. I said the bowling on hips. Hey yo, damn, you can hear the pain in this mug sample. I came in the game with a flame like a candle. My name is my handle, the lame spinner scramble. They can't get it straight, I keep changing up my handle. I'm dropping once a month, big watch just to stunt. I'm coming up, but never once forgot where I'm from. My music is my job, gonna be using it to rock. Other cats bumping when they cruising in the stars. And raw food and salad while I walk through the palace. Try to play me like a baby, it's gonna cost your ass a balance. Complete another session, then I'm greasing up these weapons. If you work as hard as Flea, then you'll be eating, never stressing. Never stress. If you work as hard as Flea, then you'll be eating, never stressing. Never stress. If you work as hard as Flea, then you'll be
Hold up, guys. One more thing. We need to go in and plug the merchandise so that way people can know where to follow us and everything.
Yeah, man. You know, Madman Bandcamp.
Madman1. Bandcamp.com. Or they could hit up Black Poet directly, or they could hit me directly, and they could go get that merch, man.
All right. Wuhan, we off.
Right.
You now tuning in to the next episode. 2000s edition. 25. Feel like I'm 40-something. Somewhere there's somebody who think it's sweet and I won't get violent. I walk with problems, my bitch got knowledge. Can't have a dumb bitch who spit that nonsense. A nigga keep eyeing, oh my god, now's mama crying, her baby boy dying. So please dog, don't bother me dog. I tried everything, don't know how to please y'all. I got a G-Walk, had to call G Malone. He had a G-Ball before he picked up the phone. My weed very strong, I stay peaceful. Never leave me alone, my favorite song. My daddy ain't gone, but I stay ten toes. Stop, drop, and roll when shots explode. He had to go, I'm not no hope. Nigga, you can be next, then that's for sure.
Nigga, you don't. The nigga don't want no smoke. Keep it wherever I go. The nigga don't want no smoke. And through the back door. The nigga don't want no smoke.
I got the little
track on. The nigga don't want no smoke.
No smoke. Like a hotel room with the sign up. Bitch nigga, you can get lined up. FaZe, Barbie like never mind her.
outside, cuz it ain't hard to find us. If you can't, then you ain't really looking. When in NYC, I'm in Brooklyn. Straight flat bushing, chain big, I'm looking. Puff keep screaming, take that until it's took. Talk my shit, Snoop told y'all niggas. Cut from a different cloth and I would fold y'all niggas. Still a water boy, I would flow y'all niggas. Sit you pussy like a bitch, I can't bro y'all niggas. K.O. y'all niggas, 4-4 y'all niggas. All this talk about death, so-so y'all niggas. Really wanted me to read, but just say. Boy, I'm pro with the tools, press play.
Nigga, you know, the nigga don't want no smoke. Keep it wherever I go. The nigga don't want no smoke. And through the back door. The nigga don't want no smoke. Last nigga track on. The nigga don't want no smoke. Inhale, if a nigga couldn't tell, I smoke bomb weed, yes, in the air. About me, nigga, I don't care. I walk past hoes and they all just there. One grabbed my dick, she said, stay right there. I laughed and shit, she lost her head. Audacity, bitch, this game not fair. Why the attitude, bitch, less games right there. Nigga, you don't, the nigga don't want no smoke. Keep it wherever I go. The nigga don't want no smoke. The nigga don't want no smoke. Last nigga track on. The nigga don't want no smoke.
Yeah, hold on, where you went, one more time. Now, before we sign out, I'm trying to play this another record from Craig G. It's a dope posse cut. We waiting for it to upload, but you know how Blog Talk is. Blog Talk taking a bit of a minute, but nevertheless, work with us right now because we still got more music coming in your area, man. So this joint here, I want to go ahead and play. Just send love to DMX. We thought we sent our thoughts and prayers out to him. So I'm going to play this joint right here. And I'm going to be back with the Cuban, the Craig G joint. And we're going to be out of here. So this for DMX right here.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my nigga Q. Down to earth. Go in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. Out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby. What they don't know is the bullshit, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the baby, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers. It happens too often. The problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bins, the hoes, the studios, the shows, comes and it goes, the jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave him the slug, the one that put him in me, the stakes, the grass, too long to see the lawnmower sitting right next to the tree. Go to jail or get your ass kicked. The lawyers, the part, they are of the puzzle. The release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eye, probation, parole. The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole. The cell, the bus, the ride, of course. The greens, the boots, the yard, you caught. The fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing. The riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots. The 23 hours that clock. The 1 hour that's not the silence, the dark, the mind so fragile. The wish that the streets would have took you when they had you. The days, the months, the years.
for DMX right there. So what we're going to do, we're going to close this out with this posse cut here. Big shout out to my man Comet for discovering this from Craig G. This joint's called Super Rhyme Makers. Let's go, y'all. Holla.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby.
Super duper 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 rhyming. Super duper duper rhyming.
Cope,
bitch. Super duper duper rhyming. Super duper duper rhyming.
Big Flip Poppy, aka R&R. Like Hector Camacho, leave him slumped in his car. Just seen Flocko, two bricks of that raw. Shit is so pure, got him dropping on the floor. They call me the Messiah, they know I got the cure. Got him locked in the trance, painkillers for the poor. Park slope dope, I'm here to even up the score. Grip up the fours and blick up for war. Stick up the industry, I got him in awe. Your bitch on all fours, hard bars you can't ignore. Hard times, body the stage with no remorse. This rap era showing these youngins how to fall off. No knowledge in they verse, they steer the youth wrong. Been there, done that, give y'all the truth with every song. Salute the underground, my niggas who put on. Catch me in your hood, third with car, hood on.
Super duper rhyming. Chainsaw massacre, homicide dorks, these bullets I send a mafia. Body bag straight to the morgue, that's where they carry ya. 6 feet under the ground, that's where they bury ya. Mark of the beast, this beast a ripper half of ya. Lay him on the flames, your brain, I need a catheter. It's Will Mack, aka Mr. Spectacular. Body parts, heads get flipped, I'm like a spatula. Nighttime searching for blood, nigga like Dracula. My sound waves wrinkle your ears, blow them to Africa. Nightmares all in your sleep, my vocals driving ya. Any beat you giving the Mac, I'm toe packing up. Super duper rhyming.
I roll the flowers and I light this shit. I'm nice as shit. In the vocal booth or with the knife and shit. I jump in foreign, started flooring it. Trying to see if I go back to the past just like DeLorean. Rob P, tell his stories with some gore in them. A black youngster, but I swear there's no whore in them. Except to stage fans adoring them. Cause I keep it real and drop straight facts like historian. First I'm cool, then I black out. Teachers thinking there's a problem at home. They say I act out, but there's a plan that I mapped out. Changed the lives of the people from start. We had a bad route. God flow, holy word, let the gun clap. Dressed in all black, if you want it, go and get that. Told the plug that I was done, so he sent me Mopac. And the hoopty that's equipped with low jack. Stash on the floor, no lag.
Pouring all premium. The rap game Donnie Darko. An S Corporation Spotify pay the car, no. And meanwhile your CDs don't even have a barcode. Third race sequel Herbie Ghost to Monte Carlo. I meant Herbie Ghost bananas. Go and get the bag and then they back to blaming hand. Got a Tennessee license, it's some Illinois tags. The cops get confused when they looking in my bag. This shit don't look right like two-door Grand Cherokee. I keep a laser focus study like a damn Pharisee. We got kerosene heated. Please believe it's who we need to do the speeches. Super duper duper rhyming. Super duper duper rhyming. Super duper duper rhyming. Super duper duper rhyming.
Yeah, hater, disgruntled. He won't let go of the past. He's just annoyed with the trash. The coonin' showing your ass. Fake and celebrated, bite and accepted too. Loyalty's a thing of the past. Watch who is next to you. I'm from an era where those lessons were taught. Every time somebody hit the booth to record, I have the truth to report. And I don't think these people gon' like it. I brought the serum with me, so to punch, I'm gon' spike it. Take a long look at the messages portrayed. Teaching the youth, it's cool to sell your soul to get paid. Not easy to survive when the feeling ain't there. Do I know a few miserable millionaires? Yeah. Trust me, the happiness I'm trying to find has
nothing to do with spending a dime. I think it's time to walk away from everything that's bringing me stress, including this bullshit game, cause it's a mess.